Hi everyone, it's Rich here from the Strengthening ULOs program, and I'm very pleased to say I'm here with my ex-boss, in a way, at Department of Health, an all-round good guy and good tweeter as well, Martin Routledge. Hi Martin.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm good, apart from a cold.
You've got a bit of a cold, haven't you?
Yeah.
So we're at the Oval today for a Think Local at Personal event about this document called Making It Real. I was wondering if you could just tell me a little bit about what is Making It Real?
Yep, okay. Making It Real is a set of markers of progress for personalisation and community-based support in social care, although it extends beyond social care, because social care can't do all the things that disabled and older people need to have happen in their lives.
It's a fantastic document because you've got a number of I statements, which are actually from service users, people who use care services and carers, as well as then statements about what that looks like in practice.
Yeah, that's a really fantastic thing about it. We think that's the special thing about it, which it was primarily led by the National Co-Production Advisory Group, which is a group that's been in existence for several years now of people with disabilities, older people, people whose family members have disabilities or are older, and they are connected and often in leadership positions across these local carer organisations, and they very much led this. The I statements are theirs. Yes, there's a bunch of I statements which says these are the things that we would want to see happen if personalisation were real where we live or connected to the organisation that is supporting us.
Yeah, we've had an amazing day today. I mean, it's been, as you can tell, there's a lot of activity around us as people sort of put stuff away, but we've had some amazing stakeholders here from providers, local authorities, all sorts of places. I mean, it's quite a group of people you've brought together.
It is. Not always an easy thing. You're trying to create a big tent. It's a little bit like a political party. You've got lots of people with lots of different views, but what we have got is people who've got a great deal of things that they care about in common, and that gives us energy and can get action.
And it was really nice to see the minister here, not just popping in and popping out as sometimes happens, but actually sitting and listening for quite a long time actually, and furiously taking notes. And that was a really nice thing to see, I think.
Yeah, he did. He kept very much to his brief. We gave him a brief that said mostly you're here to listen, and that's what he did. It was great.
Excellent. So what happens next, Martin?
Okay, with Making It Real, we've got a period of 2, maybe 3 months where we're seeing how they work. We're testing them in all sorts of different organisations, councils, etc. We're going to take that learning and then we're going to get it out there. We're going to give people a chance to declare that they support these markers and that they're going to take action to make personalisation real. They can then sign up. They then have to go through a process of co-producing with people that use support in their area or their organisation that's genuine. They then have to demonstrate their progress over a period of time, every 6 months or so. They have to tell us 3 big things that they're going to do, and then have to share whether those things have happened or not.
Fantastic. I mean, that's incredibly exciting. And if people want to find out more, where do they go?
They can go straight to the Think Local Act Personal website, where you can find out all these materials and you can sign up.
Cool. Thanks, Martin. Thanks for having me here today. It's been amazing, and look forward to seeing this work over the next few months.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Rich.
No worries.